There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. It is a very busy early Friday morning here. A lot of college basketball on today's slate. Nigel Seeley is going to be on the program talking soccer in 45 minutes. Eli Hershkovich on college basketball in an hour 15. Our good buddy Lou Finicaro on the UFC in 90 minutes. And Dennis Bernstein, who is lights out. He's very good on hockey, coming up at the back end of today's program. And also, Pauly, it's a busy week in the NFL. I can't really even begin to explain to you how excited I am overall for the combine this year compared to like every other year of my entire life. Typically, it's like I'm not going to sit around on a Saturday in early March and watch these guys run around in their underwear and test out with their cone drills and how big their vertical is. I don't really care. But this year, the number one pick has been up in the air for a long time. I know Bryce Young is and has been the odds-on favorite now for a little while to go number one overall, but I'm not really buying that still. I don't care how many people have to say that if it was up to them, they would take Young overall. And I think this is the ultimate litmus test this year. And we've seen steam on Richardson, the quarterback from Florida. And it's only going to get worse if you think the guy can't play. It's going to get worse tomorrow when he throws and when Will Levis throws. And this will maybe turn out to be the ultimate test this year of you can never bet what your eyeballs tell you. You have to bet what the information is telling you. And I don't think Richardson or Levis should go number one overall at one time out of 100 years. Not in my opinion. I would not take either one of those guys. But I'm sitting on Richardson 25-1 and Levis 30-1 to go number one overall. And I'm super excited about this.
No, you never know. Look what the Bears did with Trubisky. They fell in love with them and it turned out to be the horrible decision. But
over Watson and Mahomes.
Yeah, right. Okay. Right, too. I also thought about this yesterday when we got off the air. So I'm an emaciated puke. I'm 170 pounds, right? Well, you could knock me over with a feather. So if Young is like 190, 195 pounds, think about that. In addition to the height, right? But that guy's going to go number one. That's the size NFL quarterback. And it just right bigger, better, faster, stronger. Today's athlete. Look what happened at the 40, what they did with Nolan Smith and Will Anderson. I mean, these guys are running a Nolan Smith, second fastest 40-yard dash for a D lineman in the combine history. He ran a faster 40 than Barkley, Diggs, and Hopkins.
That's absurd.
And Will Anderson runs a 4.640. But Bryce Young is could be 190 pounds?
Sure. And a franchise wants to trade up and give him, you know, the contract, and then hopefully he's going to pan out, and if he does, it'll be worth it. But a second contract for $250 million? I mean, Will Anderson tested out yesterday like a total freak. Like that guy can probably step right in to the NFL on day one and make an impact as a rookie. Like maybe we're talking about kind of like a Chase Young type his first year as a rookie with the Commanders and how he stepped right in from Ohio State and he was very, very good. Yeah, this is what you're dealing with nowadays. You have to avoid the pass rush of guys who are 6'4" and they run like the second and third fastest times in history for the 40. And they're tracking you down and breathing down your neck the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to, by the way, when that's not happening, at 5'10", 5'10 and a half, you have to then throw it over these wingspans that are just absolutely enormous if you can actually see over your own offensive linemen.
Sure. If this guy's 5'10", and Mayfield's listed 6'1", and all these passes get knocked down at the line of scrimmage on a regular basis, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
It's wild. It's wild.
And you're going to take, again, like I said yesterday, you're going to potentially take this guy that high with what could be, you know, depending on the team, a bad offensive line. I wish you the best of luck.
Yep. Yep. And do you agree now with, because things went so well for him yesterday and the 40 time at DraftKings, Will Anderson's $1.75 first defensive player selected.
Well, first of all, nice job by, they could take as long as they wanted to repost this. And I don't disagree with books like DraftKings taking down this market after what happened to Jalen Carter. They need to reassess. But now, to be priced that strongly at minus 175 as we speak, Tyree Wilson from Texas Tech is 3-1, and Jalen Carter plus 350. I would think that if... What I think I want to happen here is like bad news that keep coming in with Jalen Carter and like reports of teams saying, but I don't think that's going to happen. Because if Carter would slip down to like 7-8-1, I think there's going to be value on him. But that's why I don't think they put him up that high. They put him up at plus 350.
No, you can't go that
high. Now it's in no man's land where it's like, I'm going to pass on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, and so Anderson, if the Bears don't trade the pick, Anderson was recently as high as 15-1 to go number one overall. If they shock the world, don't trade the pick, hang on to it, and select number one on draft night, is the pick Will Anderson? 3 days ago, I would have said it's Jalen Carter.
Right. I can't get there. They're trading the pick, though.
No, I'm asking you, if they keep the pick.
It could, I think so.
I think they got to go him.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's not Carter.
But to me, that's a no-brainer that you have to trade the pick.
Yeah.
Because there's so many teams that'll be lining up to do that and open for business.
So
and Arizona's open for business at 3, too.
Yeah. I want the reaction to Anthony Richardson and Will Levis throwing the football more than anything else. And that'll be tomorrow on NFL Network. I cannot wait to see what... That's why I'm so excited again. Because people are going to go... The stuff on Richardson now is absolutely bonkers.
Sure it is.
And where's he
Mike Dettillier laughed at us off air.
Yeah, he did.
And a tirade filled with F-bombs with... I asked him about the move. Could he go number one overall? It was off air. I mean, he laughed. He's like, this can't be.
He said, like, no chance.
Right.
Okay. He's plus 650 as of right now. And you monitor and watch what happens when they blow people out of the water tomorrow with their arms. Richardson plus 650. Will Levis will dazzle people with his frame and his arm strength. He's plus 750. Again, I would not consider either one of those guys number one overall. I would not trade up for any of them. I wouldn't trade up for Bryce Young. I wouldn't trade up for CJ Stroud, but that's just me. And then you not only have like their physical statures, it comes down to how well they talk to these teams. And this is a little bit of a back and forth on ESPN yesterday. And they were talking about how teams have loved Richardson in the interview process thus far.
One of the things that Napier told me this week, though, Matt, is how intelligent Richardson is. I'm not sure that actually gets as much credit as it should, but teams are noticing here, right?
Teams are noticing, and it might matter more than how fast he is, how strong his arm is. I talked to a handful of scouts last night who had been in interviews where they had all four of the top quarterbacks back to back to back. Every single one of them said Anthony Richardson is the best quarterback interview they've had this year. Some of them say it's the best quarterback interview they would have had last year.
Really?
He is crushing it in the interview portion. What happens behind us on the field is important. It's fun. That's why we're here. But the interviews are why the players are here, and he's crushing it. So if you can win the combine as a quarterback, you do it in these meetings, 15-minute speed dating that they do, and he's crushing it right now.
Okay, well, first of all, good for the kid. I'm happy that he's crushing it like that. But what Matt Miller said at the very beginning, how about that? And this is a guy who has covered the draft like 365 days a year for a long, long time now. He said at the very beginning of that soundbite, the interview process might be more important than how you throw and what you look like, which people might disagree with that. And it sounds kind of like that's made up. I would trust him.
Well, how do you struggle throwing against air? That's the other thing.
Yeah, right.
That shouldn't be a problem.
Dropping out of the third round.
Right. And you've been working your this is what you've been working for so long with the combine and your pro day. So, well, that you're right. That's also intriguing with the smart guy and
right.
And he had such a good interview.
And the comps have been out there now for a long time saying that he's basically Cam Newton. I would ask you
it's hard though, especially there's regular life and then there's the NFL. I mean, some of the stuff they ask you. I mean, when you have a job, every time you have a job interview, they ask you, what's your strength? What your weakness? If you work with someone, what would they say about you? I mean, it's stupid questions.
Right.
But then to tie it into the draft about is your mom a prostitute and some of
which
the stuff.
Which has happened before.
Sure. But and some stuff you can't do anymore. But who knows what they're going to ask you too. And if you're flustered and that business as well. So
if you get that question, what does it take for you not to punch the guy right in the face?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was Jeff Ireland with the Dolphins who did that. Yeah.
And by the way, I think I would respect the player more for punching the guy in the face for saying that. I would not dock him.
Are you gay? Another one. Uh-huh. I mean, what does this have to do with anything we've seen over the years?
If Richardson were to turn out to have the exact same career as Cam Newton, rookie of the year, 15-1 team, MVP, made a Super Bowl, if I told you that that's how he's going to turn into, would you take him number one then?
Oh.
I think I probably would.
Well, yeah?
It's a pretty damn good career. Okay. No Super Bowl victories, boy.
The other thing, too, is not you have Seattle sitting there at five. Yeah. Would Detroit do it? I wouldn't. But maybe Detroit could do that.
Nah, Detroit can win right now.
I know, but the thing about the future and how long does Goff have? I mean, that's...
But they also have a pick. Not that anybody's going to be there sitting around number 20 at all, but...
Yeah, all right. UFC 285 this week. Picks with Lou Finocchiaro coming up. And Lou's great. Go to the website, VSiN.com. With his recap and some of the plays that he likes, VSiN.com. Get to Bet Rivers. Great card, parlay insurance, and great house specials, and a dynamite menu as well. Check it out, BetRivers.com, or download the app at Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game.
All right, coming up next here on Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the sports betting network. Paulie's going to run down all of the betting action from last night, and sprinkled in this, we're talking about the first round leader yesterday, the comeback, what had to happen to cash a ticket on Rahm at 16-1 was absolutely bonkers. The upsets that took place in college basketball, the buzzer beaters again. The way we're trending right now, we're going to have like four buzzer beaters in March Madness.
The overtime games,
The overtimes, the comebacks. A team made 25 threes last night. It's all coming up in Win Some, Lose Some next here on VSiN. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get up to Bet Rivers UFC 285 this week. They have you covered for every line and every boost. Big names on the card. Parlay insurance. Great house specials. Dynamite menu. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app. It's a whole new game. And they know what they're doing because they have this guy on the payroll. Nigel Seeley, the GOAT in tennis and soccer, joins us now from Dubai at Seeley_Nigel on Twitter. We love talking to this guy. Champions League next week as well. Kind enough to join us, go over this as well. Good to talk to you, my friend. It's been too long. How are you?
I'm very well, guys. How was your vacation? Have a good time?
All right. Uneventful. Mitch went to Hawaii, and it snowed. In the last 3 weeks, it snowed five times here.
And I reckon you probably went 100 yards from your front door.
That's right. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I should have came out there and talked to your daughter, but again, no.
Well, she's blocked you on every single social media app that I've told her to. And we've informed the local authorities if you call her again, there's a problem.
Sure. Yeah. Good parenting. Good parenting. Very good. This is a phenomenal relegation battle in the Premier League. There's so many teams here fighting it out at the bottom, and we love relegation. Do you a couple of reasons for that? In this, we've seen so many low-scoring games. While you, a couple thoughts on that, please.
Well, I think this Premier League season is unlike any Premier League season we've seen before, because usually this time of the same, we know two or three teams that are going to be relegated, maybe two teams that are going to be relegated, and we know that the title's usually wrapped up by Man City. They're so far clear, or Chelsea have been dominant force. The places for Champions League are usually between the top four sides in the Premier League. But this season, since the World Cup, obviously things are a little bit different. So there's so much to play for, which is great for betting. It's great for everything. Every game in the Premier League now has a significant teams at the bottom playing against each other, you know, playing out tight, nervy games. Mm-hmm. Teams going away in the Premier League looking for a top four to get in the Champions League, could go in there with a little bit of a different mindset. So things are now really, really quite tight. Usually this time of year, unders is always the way to go in the Premier League. If you look back over the last 15 years or so in the Premier League, this month is always a big under month. You know, at the beginning of the season, the first month, August, September, very tight matches, then it sort of opens up a little bit. And then when we get to March, things are important. April, May, seems nothing to play for, and it's over season. So it's sort of a period of time where unders comes in. But this year, like any other league, another year, the unders are really on a roll in the Premier League. Especially in the first half. If you look at the first half in Premier League games in the last 3 or 4 weeks, so many low-scoring games. So low-scoring first half, teams with so much to play for, I think unders is definitely the way to go. And you've got matches now where you're going to have teams at the bottom of the table playing each other, and they might consider that a draw and a low-scoring draw is a good point for them. So I think tactics now are very much key in the Premier League, and unders are definitely the way to go. I've always been an under man, never been an over man. I've always swum against the tide, whether sometimes it's been good, sometimes it's been bad. But for me, I'm always an under better rather than over better, because we start the game winning, don't we, on the unders? So
sure,
that's what I like to do. So I think it's a great time to bet unders in the Premier League. I'm not so sure this week. I think there's a few games that I wouldn't play, but if you look at games between teams in the bottom seven of the Premier League this season, in the final runs, then bet a few unders in those games, because I think they're going to be very, very close in count.
It's a 13-3 under run in the Premier League, and it's 7-1 under run with the Champions League. And we'll talk to you next week as well to go over that. Take us through the card this week in the Premier League. Anything you like, please.
Yeah, there's three bets I like. You can read some of the bets I like on the VSiN column, and obviously follow us on the because we're in podcasts. But the bets I like: Newcastle, Manchester City, just the opening game. The first game, the early game in the kickoff in the Premier League is usually a notoriously terrible game for bettors. The books always get the money. I could probably over the years, the amount of times I've lost my money on the first game and then tried to chase it, get it back on the afternoon game, it's been a sort of a real graveyard for bettors. But I think Manchester City here will cover the handicap. The handicap is minus 1.25 goals, which means obviously half of the stake is on a minus 0.75 and the other half is on a minus 1.5 goals. Sorry, one goal, minus one goal and minus 1.5 goals. So, and you're getting plus money. So if Manchester City win this game, you're only going to lose half your stake. If they win by two goals, you're going to win the maximum amount. The reasons I like this game is Manchester City scores so many goals at home. They're brilliant at bouncing back from adversity. They've had two draws and they've won two big games back since then. A win last week, a comprehensive win against a pretty poor Bournemouth side. But I think Newcastle playing in the the Carabao Cup final on Sunday, League Cup final over in England. It's the first time they've been in the Cup final for years. It was a huge game for the club. I think it'll be a little bit of a low for them. And the worst place they want to go is against Manchester City. Newcastle's form dipped the last few weeks. They're looking for a Champions League place. They spent loads of money, but they haven't really got a huge and big squad. And I think they're running on a little bit of fresh air, running a bit of empty. And I think that Manchester City covered a handicap here. So Man City minus 1.25 goal, half his stake on minus one, half his stake on minus 1.5. Man City at plus 105. I think that's a great bet.
Okay. So as you wrote at vsin.com, and our guest is Nigel Seeley, Dynamite Betting Soccer, you put this on the link that you sent out. For many, this is still the number one fixture in the EPL in terms of history and certainly in terms of rivalry. That's the Liverpool-Man U match. What is your betting angle here, Nigel?
Well, it is. It's the biggest game in in England over history. It's the biggest game, the two most successful teams in English football. And they go head-to-head. Manchester United have really been the team over when the Premier League started that won pretty much every single time these two sides played. Liverpool have taken over. But I think now the baton has definitely gone back to Manchester United. Liverpool have been far from impressive for me. I'm not convinced by them. I think they really miss Mane, who's gone to Bayern Munich. I think from an offensive point of view, they're nowhere near the same side as they have been for years and years and years. Defensively, Van Dijk has come back, their key player, their captain, from injury. I don't think he's the same. Midfield lacks creativity. And I think Manchester United are riding on the crest of a wave at the moment. Manchester United are a side that next season, I'm already looking at them to win the Premier League next season. They may have Qatari investment and that might change their fortunes. But I think Manchester United here are a great bet on the draw no bet market. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised. It might be a draw, but a minus 105, I like Manchester United on the draw no bet. Marcus Rashford, who I highlighted here on the World Cup, he scored in 10 successive matches for Manchester United at home, scores every single week. He's a goal threat. Liverpool have no goal threat. So I like Manchester United with a draw no bet.
Okay. And are you like Arsenal to win 2-0?
Yeah, there's two other quick bets. Arsenal to win 2-0 against Bournemouth. Arsenal at minus $4 to win that match. You would expect them to win. They're the league leaders against what you look at the metric, one of the worst teams in the Premier League in Bournemouth. Arsenal were very, very impressive in the 4-0 win against Everton in midweek. They took a bit of time to get going, but when they got going the second half, they looked like champions. I expect them to win 2-0 here. Bournemouth offer very little as a goal threat, especially on the road. You can get minus 110 for Arsenal to win 2-0. So either 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, or minus $4 on Arsenal to win the match. So that win 2-0 looks attractive for me. And probably my best bet in the Premier League this weekend is Aston Villa at plus 110 to beat Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace are in transition mode at the moment. They're not scoring goals. Their top goal scorer, Wilfried Zaha, is missing. They're not the same side without him. They're a side that are tinkering on relegation. They've been very boring. The manager set them out not to win matches, but not to avoid defeat. They've drawn a lot of games. They don't score many goals. And Aston Villa were brilliant last week. 2-0 win against Everton. I've been really impressed with them under the new manager, Unai Emery. They lost three games on the trot, but two of them were against Arsenal and Manchester City. But the Arsenal game, they scored two goals, and Arsenal scored two goals to win the game 4-2 in injury time. Villa are a thing to follow at the moment. And I think at plus 110, I make them minus 120. I think better this week against Crystal Palace and the best bet in the Premier League.
Nigel, 30 seconds here. There's a tennis match starting very soon. Who do you like?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be on my way there. I'm going to be there for the second set. Andrei Rublev against Zverev, Alexander Zverev. The German has been injured. He's back to form. He was brilliant yesterday in his match against Lorenzo Sonego. Zverev wins league 5-0 in the head-to-head. The stats are overwhelmingly in charge of Zverev. Zverev to beat the defending champion Rublev, 2-0, even on the handicap, but get with the German to beat the Russian in Dubai. The match starts in 5 minutes. Be quick.
Very good. Enjoy, mate. Have a good time.
Take care.
Be good.
Talk to you Wednesday. Yeah. Phenomenal.
He is on Twitter at Sealy_Nigel. Doesn't screw around, man. That's the second trip over there, basically. Well, I went to the World Cup and now back over there now for the tennis as well. Good for him. Up next, Saturday's college hoop slate is loaded to the gills, and we will talk about that here on Follow the Money. They're not covering in recent games, but they are winning. That can easily change tomorrow. That's next year on Follow the Money. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for a betting edge on hockey, NBA, or college hoops, we have you covered at VSiN. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Intro offer only $9.99. You get every play from every host and every guest. The betting splits, the betting guides, and the deep dive betting reports, $9.99. Sign up today, VSiN.com/subscribe.
We've talked about this all week long, Paulie, how these teams in mid-majors, they can go 18-0 in league play, yet they have to win three stupid games in their conference tournament to get an automatic bid. This is Paul Mills, who is head coach of Oral Roberts and playing in the Summit League. 27 wins, 18-0 in conference play. They will likely need to win three games in South Dakota. By the way, Oral Roberts is in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I hope not, though. I mean, it's
You should
be able to get an at-large with their resume.
Here he is. Good for him. Talking to the media how he's not a huge fan of this setup.
I don't think the conference, in my opinion, I can go on a soapbox on this one too, does us any favors. One, you're the one seed and you have no idea who you're even playing. So how do you prepare? you know, and you know what? We have to do the same thing that the sixth seed does. Everybody's got to win three games during that time frame. So we'll see how this all plays out and if there's a need to politic. The Atlantic Sun, you play at home. And do those things. I mean, we would sell out, right? I mean, if you were turning around playing a championship game, and there's enough of a gap, in my opinion. I mean, you could play a game Friday, you could play a game Sunday, you play a game Wednesday, and another one on Saturday before Selection Sunday, to where you spread it out to where people can travel and you can get to where you want. And I think all these, whether you're at Omaha, whether you're at Denver, whether you're here, I think all the arenas would sell out, knowing the stakes that are involved. But they've chosen to do it this way, and it is people in South Dakota. It's really cold. They pack themselves indoors, and they support usually their alma mater.
There you go. That's Paul Mills, head coach, Oral Roberts. Good for him.
He alluded to it as well, and we got a tweet on it yesterday. You could also just take whoever wins the conference tournament, and then you play Oral Roberts, and you get winners the automatic bid, too, if something would happen like that. I mean, he's right. It's ridiculous. You just played 3 months to seed.
More college basketball here as Eli Hershkovich joins the program. TheLines.com, The Lines podcast. Very good. Following this sport, handicapping and betting on college basketball. Eli, thanks for the time today. We appreciate that. You are strong on a 14-1 shot in that neighborhood to win the Missouri Valley. Tell us who you like and why to win this tournament outright.
Yeah, so great to be on with you guys, by the way, but this number's down a little bit. It's down in the 10-1 range, just depending on where you're looking to bet the MVC tournament, Arch Madness. But I'm looking at Southern Illinois. And if you start with the head coach, Brian Mullins was on that Loyola Chicago staff that made it to the Final Four, was the defensive coordinator on that staff, one of the best defensive coaches in college basketball, SIU, generating the highest opponent's turnover rate in the MVC. And a big reason why is because for them to win the conference tournament, it's on a neutral floor in St. Louis, as it always is. And you're looking for a high variance team, especially with a long shot to make a to win three straight games. It's not four straight games where you're getting tired legs, where you see with a lot of teams in conference tournaments. So at least that's going in SIU's favor, getting the bye. But this team shoots a lot of threes, second highest three-point attempt rate in the MVC. And they have really, really great floor spacers. Lance Jones, who's their best on-ball defender, is probably the biggest variable because he's shooting around 27-28% on the season, and 60% of his shots come from beyond the arc. But he started to get hot down the stretch over the last couple of games. So if SIU can get hot and play to that high-variance team that they have the potential to be, and you also think about it from a power rating standpoint, because I had SIU rated as the second-best team going into the conference entering the season, and to win the MVC regular season title, just looking back at the odds going into the year, SIU had the third shortest odds. Now, the market not buying into SIU, Indiana State, one of the better offensive teams in the conference, had the third shortest odds entering the tournament in a lot of sports books. But again, defensively, I think this team has it. The Drake matchup potentially in the semifinal tomorrow is difficult, but I really think with Mullins leading the way and his game plan, you know, teams having a tough time adjusting to that over a 3-day stretch, not having time to prep, I think it favors SIU.
You tweeted this out and had a phenomenal breakdown on the Ohio Valley. The championships tomorrow, the first ticket is handed out tomorrow night. The semifinals are tonight. You said Morehead State, they're the one seed. They're only laying 1.5 tonight. You call them the luckiest team in college basketball. Can you define that and explain it?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for checking out the article, Paulie. And again, if you think about this conference and where it was last season, having Belmont, having Murray State, which, right, ironically, both of those teams were in the Missouri Valley Conference last season, in the Ohio Valley Conference, now in the Missouri Valley Conference. So this Morehead State team, if you look at KenPom, again, like you mentioned, the luckiest team, or according to KenPom, number one in luck factor. And it takes a lot of different things that go into the equation, but one of the biggest reasons why is because they have about 6 or 7 wins by 2 possessions, which is, again, a factor when you think about variance, games swinging one way or the other. Obviously, it comes into play when you're looking at point spreads, but it still comes into play with outright wins. And for a team that retained its head coach but lost pretty much its entire scoring outlet last year, its top 5 scorers, Johnny Broom, who's with Auburn this year, transferred over there. So, again, this conference is very weak, one of the weaker conferences across college basketball. Now, Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, speaking of another team in Illinois, was priced at about plus 900 going into the tournament. They were a team I was looking at. They upset UT Martin last night. But Rayshon Taylor is dealing with an injury. This team is banged up. So while, again, this conference is wide open, and that definitely correlates to taking a long shot, again, considering how weak Morehead State is compared to years past, even though they have the head coach. But I couldn't get behind any team entering the tournament. It's up for grabs if you want to take a dart still, taking a dog here or looking at the lines today. But nothing I'm really interested on Friday's board or looking ahead to Saturday.
Are there a couple conference tournaments you're really looking forward to and that could be wide open and you could make a case for several teams?
Yeah, so, a long shot that I'm looking at, and this may seem surprising to people just because of the way this conference is constructed normally. Mm-hmm. And again, you mentioned a team having, a decent shot to make it, or a variety of teams. And they just got blown out by 20-plus points, and this conference tournament is tipping off next week. I'm talking about Indiana, which, by the way, is priced at 45-1 in the futures market, national title futures market. I don't think that's a bad number considering they were looking around 25-30-1 earlier in the week before that blowout loss. But the Big Ten tournament has a potential to have 128 different combinations in terms of the seeding, because a ton of teams are tied with 11-8 records in conference play right now, and Indiana is certainly one of them. So you look ahead to that Sunday game against Michigan, potentially getting Xavier Johnson back the Hoosiers need the double bye because if, from a depth standpoint, they're worn down. They're banged up. Jordan Geronimo, even Race Thompson, who's been playing through a back injury, is a little still injured. So I have my concerns about the Hoosiers just because from a depth standpoint, if Xavier Johnson isn't able to take up his minutes, which again, from the standpoint of this Hoosiers backcourt and what he brings, he's their best defensive guard on the team, their best on-ball defender, and then you take the freshman Jalen Hood-Schifino and put him off ball. And obviously you have a potential Wooden Award candidate. Won't win it because of what Zach Edey has done at Purdue, but Trace Jackson Davis. But just playing to the point that this team is worn down, Jackson Davis isn't banged up, but his usage rate is astronomical. He has a higher assist rate than Yogi Ferrell did going back to that 2015-2016 Big Ten championship team in Indiana. So I like the Hoosiers from a national title standpoint, and I think – even if they get the double bye in the Big Ten tournament, just from a pricing standpoint, you'll be able to get a decent number on them to win it. But again, that double bye is key for this team just because they've been, you know, having to deal with so many injuries this year.
Very cool. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Eli Hershkovich. The website is thelines.com, and the podcast is also called The Lines. Eli, good luck moving today, by the way. Good timing with that.
Yeah, especially doing this radio ad. I'm about to get scolded by the girlfriend. So yeah. Thanks for having me on, guys. Have a good rest of the show.
Good luck betting the games too this weekend. There you go. Good breakdowns there for a couple of conferences from Eli.
Found that interesting. Luckiest team in the country. How it defined. Yeah, very good.
So the number has certainly changed, but Southern Illinois was about 14-1 on the opener, and now a couple of games have been played, so down to about 10-1 or so in their conference tournament. Up next, UFC 285 with the sharp mind of Lou Finocchiaro. What's the path for a John Jones loss? We'll ask him that coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Lou Finocchiaro in 2 minutes. UFC 285 this week. Head over to Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. They have you covered for every line and boost. Bet the big names on the UFC 285 card with parlay insurance. Great menu and house specials every single day. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app. It's a whole new game.
We're excited. UFC 285 is tomorrow night, highlighted by John Jones making his return. And he is in the $1.65 favorite range against Cyril Gane. And Lou Finocchiaro does, in fact, join the program now. Lou, you're awesome on the sport. I want to ask you about this. Everybody's talking about, you know, how was, including me, Jones, how did he open up as a dog? He's probably going to go much higher than 165 as the favorite. But let me flip it here and ask you this. What's the path here to John Jones actually losing?
Great question. First of all, guys, what a fantastic show, and thanks for having me on, especially this time of year. Jones' path to stubbing his toe and Gani's path to earning a victory, it's Gan, and I'll mispronounce it 20 times. Gan's significant strike offense is 60%. That's really unbelievable. That's a high number for a heavyweight. His significant strike defense, meaning his ability to evade, 63%. These are obtuse numbers. So clearly it paints the picture. Gan needs to use his feet, maintain distance, pick and peck. And you look at the total in this fight, which is surprising to me, 4.5 shaded over. Gan's path to victory, stick and move, maintain distance, stuff the takedowns, and win himself a decision via point. And that's a reasonable, logical approach. This is not an easy pushover fight for John Jones. Yeah.
But having said that, now, again, how have you bet this fight, going back to when it first opened, and what would your advice be today on how to attack this from a betting standpoint?
Well, it's always great when we handicappers come in and brag about what a great price we got. But Jones did start as a dog, surprisingly enough. And I think those that understand this business or this sport attack that like a fumble in the Super Bowl, quite honestly. Now that line has switched. I think it's priced. It's getting close to where I think it should be. I still think Jones, based on his wrestling chops, his size, and his body of work, who he's been in with, yeah, he's stepping up. But let's not forget, for many years at Jackson Wink, when Arlovsky was there, when Frank Mir was there, all these heavyweights, who did they train with? John Jones. Mm-hmm. John Jones walks around at 230. After he weighed in for 205 fights, he weighed 230 for his fights, 233. So to pack on 25 more pounds over 3 years, is not out of the question for a guy with his kind of focus and pedigree. Now, he's 35 now. He's been off 3 years. These are intangibles. Meanwhile, mm-hmm. Gan has been very, very active, albeit his debut in the fight game 2016. By then, Jones had belt loads of world-class championship caliber wrestling and fighting under his belt. So you really have to weigh Gan's inexperience and his athleticism against who Jones was, what you anticipate he's going to be, and how the weight at 35 is going to affect
him. How concerned are you with the layoff? Is that a bit in cage rust?
I actually think it's fuel for Jones.
Okay.
I think I don't want to say he was bored back then, but he was unchallenged. And let's not forget, he looked pedestrian against Dom Reyes, but when he fought Dom Reyes was a killer. Now he's taken 3 years off. He's training with three or four UFC heavyweights in his gym. The guy's motivated. I mean, for a guy of his character and athletic pedigree, I think he knows exactly what he has to do to compete, and I'm trusting that he's done everything correctly to get that done.
You bet Jones. You like Jones. You got Jones at a much better price, though. For those people now we're talking to today, you recommend a parlay with Jones and another fighter?
If you don't want to eat the 165, and I think it creeps up another 10, 15 cents before fight time. But if you want a safer play, I love just betting a unit to try and win more. I like Jones teamed with Mateusz Gamrot, the Polish fighter, coming in on short notice to fight the tarantula, Jalen Turner. Turner, very one-dimensional. He's a stand-up striker, and he's going to need to get Gamrot out with a straight right or a knee in the first round. If not, Gamrot's wet blanket wrestling will smother him, take him down, and he'll either win a dominant decision or submit Jalen Turner. Again, another competitive fight, but I do lean to Gamrot based on, again, wrestling chops.
You've done this many times, and you have everyone's attention now. How about Blackshear at almost 4-1 and higher than that if you want to get involved with the index props?
Blackshear's opponent is a kid named Bashrat, an Afghanistan fighter. And when I first put my model together on the database, I pulled his brother in. He has a brother in the UFC. And when I looked, handicapped the fight, it was a no contest. And the pricing was right. However, when I discovered I had the wrong Bashrat in, now we get this. He's a debuter. He has fought dubious competition. And to me, coming in from the Contender Series, he's shirt-tailing off his brother. And we've got brothers in the UFC, the Isatar brothers. Yeah. One's really good. One's okay. How about the Figueiredo? One's a champ. One's a journeyman. I'm going to have to make Bashrat prove something to me. That how does a debuting fighter come in and be a $400-$500 favorite over this kid Blackshear? Now, Blackshear is 5'10", huge for the division. Key is him making weight because of his size. But he doesn't tend to wrestle very well. He relies on BJJ, and he's been put on his back. But the guys, the wrestlers that have dominated him, Pat Sabatini and Danny Sabatella, are killer wrestlers. And in no way, shape, or form can I compare Bashrat to them. This is Blackshear's second UFC fight, like a football team. There's improvement between one and two. He knows what he has to do. So Blackshear, I think, is a very, very mispriced underdog. Should he be an underdog? Maybe, but not like this. As well, I think the way he gets this done is Bashrat trying to rush in to take him down, and that's where this daddy long legs gets his legs around Bashrat's neck and subs him. And so with that in mind, Bashrat sub, 11-1. Bashrat inside the distance, 7-1. To me, that's a half unit play straight up on Bashrat and maybe a quarter or a half unit play on one of those two props. I really like it. It's a long bomb. It's an out and up in the fourth quarter, but it's an early fight. And I think that we can kick one off with a big surprise.
Okay. Right. Blackshear.
Yeah. I'm seeing Blackshear. Him around plus between plus 360 and plus 385 on Blackshear. So then what would you actually make the number on him?
I think this fight should be, you know, maybe the debuter minus 150. Contender Series fighters that go to the UFC and fight a veteran have a pretty poor record. There's jitters. This is in front of a crowd. I really like the experience of Blackshear here. That said, he's no world beater, okay? But I think this is a perfect matchup for him, and he knows he's on the cusp of getting the heck out of here if he doesn't win a fight or two. This is a perfect matchup for him, in my opinion.
Two more, Lou. 2 minutes left with Lou. How about another dog you like in the Brunson fight and a fight you talked about when we had lunch at Culver's, if you want to make a case for another fighter down the card?
Yeah, two left. And the first one's Derek Brunson, opens plus 130. Exactly how it should be based on Brunson's pedigree, experience, wrestling chops, who he's been in with. He's fought the elite of the division. Duplessis steps way up. This is his third fight in 7 months. That's a lot. He's rushing it. Brunson, meanwhile, got KO'd by Jared Cannonier a little over a year ago. He's taken some time off. He had a fight canceled. He's ready to fire fresh. Yes, he's 39. Duplessis 29. But the wrestling of Brunson is something that Duplessis hasn't seen in any opponent. Really like Derek Brunson, especially the way that line has moved. And finally, Viviane Araújo mm-hmm. against Amanda Ribas. Two cute little Brazilian gals, but they're killers. Ribas, fast, speedy, athletic. Araújo, mean as a junkyard dog with power. We haven't seen the power in her results, but it's there, and we're going to see it on Saturday night.
Superb. You're the best. Follow him on Twitter. He's at Gamlu. You're leaving the Phoenix area right after this. You're coming to Las Vegas. You're going to go to a double shot, a widespread panic here in town tonight and tomorrow night. That's awesome, man.
Never too old to rock and roll, man.
I want video of Lou dancing tonight,
no,
okay?
Sir.
Never too
no,
old.
Sir.
That's right.
Thanks
bring
so
a call.
Much, guys.
All right. Be good. There you go. Lou Finocchiaro. Boy, a Blackshear gets there. He's plus 385 here at Circa. He's plus 360 at DraftKings.
11-1 by sub, 7-1 inside the distance. Let's rock and roll and hang with Lou, yeah.
He's given out like 4-1 shots before on the show that have gotten there. Up next, Do You Concur here on Follow the Money. We're live today in Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino.
is Follow the Money on VSiN.
UFC 285 this week. Get on up to Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. They have you covered every line and boost. Parlay insurance as well. Great house specials and menu. BetRivers.com. Download the app. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
This is going to be a lot of fun. A longtime friend of the show, and he has covered the NHL for a long, long time. Dennis Bernstein on the program, thefourthperiod.com, and also a host on SiriusXM, the NHL channel. He's actually hosting today, 3 to 6 Eastern, on Channel 91 there. It's been a busy couple of weeks. Before we get into some of the moves here, Dennis, I want to ask you this about the Boston Bruins. Another win last night, 101 points. Yeah. A lot of times, and this goes for any sport, right? The talk will be, well, great regular season team, but when they get to the playoffs, this is going to be an issue. What's the weakness on the Bruins come postseason time, or is there no weakness?
The weakness is they have to play in the Stanley Cup playoffs, Mitch. But all kidding aside, I would think age, Patrice Bergeron's 37 years old. David Krejci's 36 years old. And Brad Marchand is injured now. They're not certain. Maybe he has to go on LTIR, long-term injured reserve, for the end of the season. But other than that, they have no weaknesses. When they can put a guy like Dmitry Orlov on their third pair and a guy they just traded for yesterday, Tyler Bertuzzi, on their third line, on paper, there is no weakness. So what do they have the chance to do? They could be like the 84 Detroit Tigers that went 35-5 out of the box and breezed to a World Series title. Now, nobody breezes to a Stanley Cup title, but there is no flaw on this team, but age and injury could be a factor in the playoffs.
There will be an investigation if the Stanley Cup winner isn't from the Eastern Conference. Agree?
It looks like the varsity in the JV right now, but yeah. You know, it's why they play the games, Paulie. I mean, a team could come out of these, maybe a Dallas or maybe Edmonton or my team here in L.A. But yes, the prohibitive favorite coming out is going to be the Eastern Conference team without question. You've got Boston. And you know, nobody's still talking about Tampa. And right. Tampa and Toronto play in the first round. Boston don't have to play them. Boston's not going to have to go through a gauntlet. And then you look over in the Metro and you've got the Rangers, you've got Carolina, you've got the Devils. This is not going to be easy for Boston, but that's why the sport is so great.
You called this last week when I had you on, Kane to the Rangers. How much do you like that move with Kane going to the Rangers? And tell us some other moves that you like at the deadline.
Okay, so before they traded for Tarasenko and for Kane, the Rangers, if you look at their right wing depth chart, they had 27 goals this season. It's a different team with Tarasenko and Kane. I really like the move. They're going for it. It's going to be difficult, but they have star players. And it's the one thing. I picked Carolina to win the cup, Paulie, but the one team that's the kryptonite are the Rangers. They can find a way to win. They went down there a couple weeks ago on a Saturday, won 6-2. Panarin scored 4 goals. So I really like what the Rangers did. And if you're a Ranger fan, you got to love it. And there's nothing better than that Patrick Kane playing playoff games at Madison Square Garden on Broadway. I'm sure the networks will love that, and it was a really great move. We'll see if it pays off.
Okay. How about some winners and losers so far?
Every East team? No, just kidding. Toronto really resurfaced their team with all the moves they made, Ryan O'Reilly, Nola Chari, Timo Meier coming to the Devils. It's an arms race in the East. I could go down the list of all the teams, right? It's been that crazy. So I think the losers might be, well, until yesterday when Dallas got Max Domi, they really hadn't done much. So that would be the one team. And Seattle. I mean, Seattle's had a great season, yet they haven't really added anything. And they're right there. They're a couple points out of first place. Vegas going to get Jonathan Quick was a must-have because they can't keep goaltenders healthy there. So I would think you look at the big teams in the East, they've really done a great job adding to their teams. And it's been – I've covered this sport for 20 years. I've never seen a trade deadline week like this before where everybody's going in. Mm. Look, we're not to the point like the NBA where Jay Crowder gets traded for 5 second-round picks, but we're close to that, which is great because there's a lot of creativity being shown, 3-team trades, extra draft choice, futures from 2-3 years from now being thrown in deals. We've never really seen that in the NHL before.
Did Vegas really have to get him, though? Quick's had a bad year, and how much did it help the Kings to get rid of him?
It helped because they brought in another goaltender, Jonas Kopparsalo, who has had a better season. And a guy, Vlad Kavrikov, which they really needed on the blue line on the left side, really helps their top four defense. Yeah, because Logan Thompson's injured. Now, Laurent Brossoit came back. He was supposed to be okay. He played a couple games, got injured again. They need goalies. That's as simple as that. So, yes, they had to bring them in because – and you're hoping to – first of all, you're going to get a really motivated Jonathan Quick. He wasn't happy the way it ended in Los Angeles – He didn't think he was going to get traded. He got a phone call from Rob Blake in Winnipeg telling him that he was traded to a last place team in the Eastern Conference. So he would have been a lot more angry if he had to play the rest of the season in Columbus. But now he's on a contending team close to home. He's happy. And I think on April 4th or April 6th, they play the Kings. I'll be in LA. I'll be in Vegas for that one, because I assume if he's healthy and playing decent, Jonathan Quick's going to get the start against his old team. And if they play in the playoffs, wow, all bets are off.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Dennis Bernstein, thefourthperiod.com, also a host on Sirius XM Channel 91. He's going to be on today from 3 to 6 Eastern Time. Okay, so then who wins that division overall, the Pacific? I have a future ticket on Edmonton. I don't have a lot of faith in it at 10 to 1. They're 4 points back right now. Could it be the Kraken? Could they shock the world in their second season? Is it maybe your Kings? VGK won't lose. Who do you think wins it?
Well, I like your ticket, because they got Matthias Ekholm as a guy they really needed on the blue line, a guy who's a defensive big guy, can stop shots, block shots. He's been to a cup final before with Nashville. That was a great ad as well. But they traded Tyson Barrie, the guy who ran their first power play. But that team has so great on the power play, they could probably offload a guy like Barrie to get better defensively. So, Mitch, it's going down. You might have a playing game for the division title of game 82, last game of the season.
Okay.
I don't like the way the Kraken are playing. They lost. They won last night in overtime. They've given up a lot of goals. They've taken a step back, but they're right there. If any team goes 8 out of 10, they can win the division. And you're talking about 4 teams. So it's the most entertaining division. It's the toughest race there is. I can't really pick a winner, but I do like your ticket for Edmonton to win. They certainly could win this division.
The problem for the Colorado Avalanche, obviously, it's been injuries all year long. Do they have enough runway here going into the playoffs to get you know, guys back, get all in stride again, on the same page again? What's a realistic ceiling this year for that team?
Well, you know, a month ago, people were talking about maybe Avalanche are too banged up. They might not make the playoffs. Now they probably win the division title. They got hot, and they're getting healthy. And they added Lars Eller, a guy they need to. Now, he's not a two-seed. The guy, Naz Kadri, who went to the Flames, who's a great second-line center, he's not that guy, but he certainly makes their center position a lot better. If they can get, and that's the question, Mitch, do they have enough runway to get healthy to be the same team they were? Because they don't have Naz Kadri, they're not as great as they were last season, but they could win the division. They could certainly get back to the cup final at this point. But they're a cup below last year's championship team. So other teams do have an opportunity maybe to get to a cup final. So some futures on some other teams other than the Avalanche might pay off for you.
Okay, very good. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at DennisTFP, thefourthperiod.com, also SiriusXM Channel 91. You're the best, pal. Thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate that.
Always great being on Follow the Money, boys. Thanks for the time.
All right.
I mean, what he said makes a lot of sense with the Boston Bruins, right?
Yeah.
He brought up the age factor. Could be a thing. But also, when's the last time that you've ever been able to say this is going to be coast is clear, easy path for a team to get there? That doesn't happen.
You're exactly right. It was a good point. We just went through this in the NFL with the Eagles. Oh, what an easy path to the Super Bowl. I mean, you don't say that in hockey.
No.
And the fact that maybe they should, I would change the format, but that's a whole other discussion too. But that's what you're facing up against. But it's a freight train. I was supposed, you know, you're coming after the long road trip, and guys, you're in my ear. You're coming off the long road trip, and now you play Buffalo at home and you hammer them, no problem. Mm. And on pace for 135 points. Ridiculous.
Faith in the Maple Leafs to beat the Lightning in the first round playoff series. Would you bet Toronto? Would you look at them? Bet if you're getting a decent plus price?
It stinks that they got to play again, right? But tinker with this. I mean, I don't like the format. I don't want to see Toronto and Tampa.
No, neither do
I. But for the Western Conference again, and your question about Colorado, the winning streak came to an end last night, but they had won six, seven in a row before they got beat by New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing's wide open. And again, I love that bet, and several people put me on it. But the team to win the cup isn't going to be from the East. I go Toronto, I can go Tampa, I go Carolina, I got Boston, obviously.
Yeah.
And who am I going to, Vegas, all right, they might be the one seed, but God, they have holes.
They absolutely do.
And I've been hearing nonstop from the locals about how they were going to miss the playoffs and the losing streak's coming. So
that's
credit
not
to
happening.
Cassidy. What?
That's not happening.
Right.
Like a long losing streak, or miss the playoffs is not going to happen.
Right. But I think he's got a point, though. I think you could still get there with Edmonton. that they just try to shore up the defense and hang on to a lead, for God's sake.
Let me give you this
tweet. See how dangerous they are, and they can score on anybody. I mean, they go to Pittsburgh and hammer them, no problem, and they get beat by Columbus. They're down 3 goals, they tie, and they lose 6-5. But it's tough coming up, no doubt, but the schedule, they close with an easy April or a manageable April, too.
We talked about coming to Las Vegas for championship week next week rather than the March Madness. The opening weekend of the tournament, this is from Dan, a big group of guys, they were coming to Las Vegas for the Madness 13 years in a row. Saturday and Sunday, plus prices and lack of seating killed us.
Yeah, I can see that.
We switched to conference week this year, looking forward to it. I told him, I don't think you're going to regret the decision.
Can't move, yep. Everyone comes here, priced out, sure. Yep.
In-pocket plays, and I want to throw an NFL trade scenario that I heard Sean King bring up on this network yesterday. Who says no to this offer? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.